All right, we got episode 4 of the tennis podcast for Beat the Books. And we're about to be into day 2 of the French Open. Today was a very weird day. We went 3-3 plus pretty much just straight even. Pedro Martinez sold us very badly. He was up 4-2 in the fourth set, lost the set 7-5. And then just got dominated in the fifth set because he is a mental midget. And the rest of the bets were just whatever. Evans sold the second set against Kokkinakis. Not much you could do about there, but we can move on to tomorrow. The first match we got for tomorrow is Cameron Norrie versus Benoit Paire. Probably just a complete skip there, to be honest, even though if I had to make a play, it's probably paired to win a set at minus 120. Norrie hasn't been playing his best tennis the last couple weeks. Just got smoked by Srundalo and Lyon. 6-3, 6-0. Paire just been pretty blah for the last several years, but if there is anything about him, he will try in front of the home crowd, which French Open is the biggest home crowd you can get, for him, at least. But yeah, if I had to make a play, it's probably just for him to win a set. Might be in the card tomorrow. I'll have to think on it. And then we got Zapata Marias versus Schwartzman. This is an absolute skip. If Zapata Marias was healthy, I would just take him, but he retired against O'Connell last week, didn't win a single game, 6-0, 3-0, and then retired. Schwartzman, he's in awful form, but I also don't want to back Zapata Morales that is not healthy, so just a complete skip there for me. I don't see a reason why to bet that match when there's 24 other matches to bet on. Then we got Nakashima versus Shapovalov. I like Nakashima money line here. I think it's a pretty good matchup for him too. Has a very, very good backhand, and Shapovalov is a left-handed player. They played last year in Wimbledon. Nakashima won 3-1. But Shapovalov is having knee issues, supposedly, and on a slower clay where you have to move a lot. That's not very ideal. Nakashima played very good tennis last week. Lost to Arthur Fils in the semifinals in an absolute battle. Played very well, but Arthur Fils just was ice cold. Ended up winning the tournament. So I like Nakashima money line there at minus 125. Then we got Ivashka versus Dimonor. Dimonor leads the head-to-head 2-0. Played in Atlanta last year. He won 2-1. Ivashka 5-6 on clay this season. Just lost to Fritz in Geneva. But all of his wins are pretty bad wins. He beat Taro Daniel, Dan Evans, Pelia, and Manarino. I don't take really any of those wins very accountable. Dimonor, on the other hand, is 3-4 on the clay season. Lost to Fucevic in Rome, Karatsev in Madrid, which is not a bad loss. Beat Cecchinato, lost to Tsitsipas, and lost to Struff in Monte Carlo. So kind of, he has a couple good ones too. He beat Shevchenko pretty handily, 6-0, 6-1. That's very good. Beat Dimitrov. He ended up retiring in that match. So I'd say Dimonor is having the better season. And I question Ivashka's fitness right now. Dimonor always a physical freak. So I think Dimonor, he's minus 350 on the money line. What's minus 1.5 sets? Minus 1.5 sets is minus 185. That will probably be a play for me tomorrow. It's parlayed with somebody. Don't see Ivashka winning two sets, to be honest. Then we got Popperin versus Karatsev. I like the over here. It's at 39. Let me see what's at 38.5. 38.5 is minus 125. I'll just take that. Don't really want to play it over 39 push line. Karatsev had a very good clay season, 13-4. Made the semifinals in Madrid, lost to Struff. He won all three of his qualifying matches in the French Open qualifiers and straights. He is 13-4. Popperin is 10-5. He lost to Runa last week in Rome. Got a set off of Runa. Lost to Halis in Madrid. That's a whatever loss. Just two big servers and altitude. But I like the over there. If it gets to four sets, I think it's pretty much locked up. I think we'll see at least one long set in that match, hopefully. If we get like at least a 7-5 or 7-6 and then goes four sets, it should be locked up. That's what I like there. What do we have next? We got O'Connell versus Taro Daniel. I don't really know what to do with this match. Let me see the records here. O'Connell is 11-6 on clay this season. Taro Daniel is 4-6. I assume O'Connell has some wins on clay. He choked against Dimitrov in Geneva. Lost to Popperin in Rome. Lost to Fritz in Madrid. It's whatever there. Made the Munich semifinals. Lost to Runa. Taro Daniel just struggling all over the place. Lost to Emilio Nava in Rome. Lost to Rincon in Madrid. I'll probably play O'Connell minus three games, probably. Just the better informed player. That's what I like there. And then we got FAA versus Fognini. Probably is a skip because who knows how hard Fognini's going to try. And FAA is just an awful form. Lost to Arthur Fee. Well, he retired. Or no. He withdrew in Lyon after his first match with a shoulder injury. So maybe Fognini plus 5.5 games. But it's just hard to predict how hard he's going to try. For him to win a set, minus 205. Plus, probably just plus 5.5 or over 36.5 games. FAA should at least get a set. I mean, if Fognini gets a set, FAA should also get one. And with a total that low, if it goes four sets and it goes under, that would be ridiculous. So overs could be a solid play right there. What we got next? We got Draper versus Echeverry. I'm on Echeverry money line, minus 130. Draper, always questionable in his fitness. Longer than 2.5 sets, really. And he was out for 2 months almost, just came back. He's, what did he see on clay this season? 3-2. He's only played two tournaments on clay this season. Lost to Sunderlo and Lyon, and lost to Hurkacz and Monte Carlo. Echeverry, on the other hand, is 18-10 on clay this season. I'm absolutely an Echeverry. If it goes longer than three sets, I think Draper just physically cannot handle that. Then we got to Wawrinka versus ARV. Wawrinka is 7-0 head-to-head, but these matches are from almost 10 years ago. Some ones over 10 years ago. Last match they played was 2016, when I think that's the year that Wawrinka won the tournament, maybe. He might have won in 2015, I'm not sure. It's hard to predict Wawrinka's physical fitness in these matches. That can go four or five sets. He'll probably gas out. I don't really want to take a bet there, like relying on him to gas or not gas. And then we got Djokovic versus Kovacevic. I think it's just Djokovic 3-0. Kovacevic is 0-4 on clay this season. He's very bad on clay. Doesn't have the game for it. I think it's just a Djokovic masterclass. I think it would just be an easy win. 3-0 is minus 450. I mean, that's a lot of juice. But maybe under 18.5 games. I don't see a tiebreaker at all. I think Djokovic should dominate. What's the next match up? Chorch versus Correa. When was the last time Correa's even played? I feel like I haven't seen his name in forever. Oh, he retired in Banja Luka. Hasn't played since then. Probably just showing up for a check, to be honest. He didn't play in any warm-up tournaments. He's 9-3 on clay this season. Was having a good season. He lost in the finals of Cordoba. But this is just like two different levels of players. Chorch is way better than Correa is. And we don't know what Correa's fitness is really. But Chorch is minus 8 games. Don't really want to trust him to 3-0. I don't know. It might be a Chorch 3-0. Minus 125. That seems like a solid bet to me. That could possibly make the card tomorrow. Or maybe minus 1.5 sets as a parlay piece. What's the odds on that? Minus 1.5 sets. Alt spread for Chorch. Minus 350. That's whatever. I might think about that. Then we got Van de Zandschulp versus Toronto. I'm pretty sure Bodic just retired. No, he lost to Jera in Rome. I don't really see a reason about this match. Questionable on VDZ's fitness and health. And then Toronto is a good player. He's a solid young star coming up. But, I mean, he was struggling kind of in all three of his qualifying matches. So probably just skip there for me. And then we got Carlos Alcaraz versus Cabolli. Same thing with Djokovic. I don't see a reason to take anything other than 3-0. 3-0 is minus 325. That's minus Alcaraz under 18.5 games. That could be a solid play. I'm not too worried about his loss to Marushan. I think he honestly might have tanked that match to stay healthy for the French Open. He's 20-2 on the season that he played in Challengers in 2020. Carlos Alcaraz dominated him then, and Alcaraz is only better now. I think under 18.5 is probably a good play. Cabolli really didn't play anyone too great in qualifiers, so I think that should be a pretty straightforward win for Carlos. And then we got so many matches to go over. I'm trying to fly over these a little bit. Dominic Thiem versus Pedro Cachin. I think it's just Cachin moneyline plus 105 or over 38.5, but don't really want to. Thiem is just not in great form. He's 11-9 on clay, but he just lost to Mute. And that was about 10 days ago. Then he lost to Medvedev in his home tournament. Cachinas lost to Baez. He is 15-12 on the season. Maybe just over 38.5 games there. I don't think anyone wins in straights there. And then Krajinovic versus Tiafoe. Tiafoe's a minus 350 favorite. Krajinovic is plus 5.5 games. Tiafoe not having the greatest of seasons on clay. He's 6-3. But all of those wins, I think 5 of those are from Houston. He lost to Musetti in Rome. Lost to Cachin in Madrid and Rusevori in Barcelona. Krajinovic is struggling as well. Lost to Manarino in Geneva. Lost to Fucsovics in Rome. Lost to Stricker in a challenger. Krajinovic leads the head-to-head 3-1. They played last year in Rome. Krajinovic won 7-6, 7-6. Tiafoe's only win is when Krajinovic retired in Winston-Salem. I don't really want to trust anyone in that match. Krajinovic in awful form. Tiafoe, if he's playing good, he probably wins 3-1 or 3-0. Majedovic versus Garone. Majedovic is minus 145. He's the much better clay player, but the fitness is always up there for question marks. He was kind of struggling physically in qualifying matches against Cirundolo. I mean, he played three grueling matches against Dijon, Cirundolo, and Gekov. Garone, on the other hand, he's just bad on clay. Doesn't have the game for it. It's really flat on forehand and backhand. He's 33 and 34 all time on clay. Maybe like, Medvedev to win the first set, minus 135. Because I don't really want to trust him to be able to play a long physical match. Or over 38 games. Maybe Medvedev first set money line. Weird bet, I know, but don't want to trust him physically. And then we got the Hetchka versus Struff. Struff is minus 170 on the money line. The Hetchka is plus 140. The Hetchka is in awful form right now. He is 4-5 on clay. He did play in Rome. He lost to Marushan in three sets. And then he just retired in the match 13 days ago against a guy I've never heard of. Struff just lost to Echeverry. It's probably just Struff, like, -1.5 sets. But that's only +105. I can't trust the Hetchka right now. He's in awful form, and his physical fitness is questionable. And then we got Arthur Fils versus Dadovic Fokina. I like over 35.5 games at minus 115. Fils coming off a title in Lyon. This is also another home tournament for him. He's a French player. Oh, my Bovada is messing up. Dadovic Fokina is 6-5 on clay this season. Arthur Fils 11-5. Him winning 5 matches in Lyon helps his record there, though. Dadovic Fokina coming off a loss in Rome to Andrei Rublev, 7-6, 6-3, not too bad. Lost to Chorch in Madrid in 3 sets, not too bad there either. Then lost to Carlos Alcaraz in Barcelona, but it was also a very close match. So his record is a little, worse than what I would say it really is, because all of his losses are to good opponents in close matches. And the Arthur Fils should hopefully get a set in his home tournament. I kind of like that. And then we got Altmaier versus Husler. Absolute skip match. Or maybe over 38 games, because two solid servers. They played one time. Altmaier won. They played in Geneva. And Altmaier won 7-6, 6-2. Husler in bad form. He's 3-6. Daniel Altmaier 12-5. Probably just a skip there. Daniel Altmaier has a small brain, so it's Husler. And then we got Cecchinato versus Luca Van Esch. I like Cecchinato +105. Don't really get this line. They're kind of overrating Van Esch. He doesn't have a single good clay win this year, or against a good opponent. He's beat Manarino, Sosa, Aghast, Wawrinka. Cecchinato has beat Ben Shelton, took a set off of Hoffman, beat RBA, McDonald, Fucevic. All pretty solid wins. I'd like him +105, even though Van Esch is at his home tournament. The last match of the day is Yannick Sinner versus Muller. Big questions on Sinner's physical fitness. He's 7-3 on clay, lost to Cirundolo last week in Rome in his home tournament, was absolute gas in the third set. Muller lost in straights to Draper last week, lost straight to Nori. Don't see a reason to bet this matchup because of Sinner's health. So I think that's it for me for day two of the French Open. I couldn't get a podcast out yesterday because I was very busy. But I should hopefully get one out every day for the rest of the tournament. And hopefully we have a better day tomorrow because today was pretty much pointless for us. It was a whole bunch of sweating to break absolutely even. So hoping for a better day tomorrow. And I hope we do.